Yeah, morning everyone. Go grab the all new Big Mac BLT. Go full summer with Macca's. Yeah, Pippa, Jimmy on the air. 10 minutes past 7 is current time. Current temp, 14 degrees.
How was your weekend, mate? We need to catch up. You need to tell me what you got up to.
It was pretty good. My sister came along.
Oh, great.
Obviously, we had the work Christmas party on Friday night.
We did. I feel like I left at a very good time.
Well, I should have left a bit earlier because I wanted to get an early night. Mm. Ended up leaving about midnight, went home, woke up in the morning, had a good lie-in actually.
That's nice.
And my sister and one of our old family friends, Lauren or Loz, came along as well to Dubbo. I gave up my bedroom.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Very gentlemanly of you.
Very good, nice family member, I may say. And we'd organised to go to the zoo. The Toowoomba Western Plains Zoo.
Well, and then the downpour happened.
Oh, it was raining.
Torrential rain.
Yeah. We're not sure if we're going to make it to the zoo because it's raining. Mm. Plus also, the cricket was on.
And see, here's the thing. The weather was so ordinary that it was the perfect day to batten down the hatches, get under a blankie on the couch, get some snacks and just binge watch the cricket all afternoon.
Oh, perfect. Absolutely, because it's a day-nighter in Adelaide.
Yeah.
So I'm going, fantastic. I said to my sister, look, why don't you go along to the zoo?
Tried to sort of deflect from the start, good, so you could get out of it.
Why don't you go along to the zoo and, you know, really take your time.
Yeah, take my car.
Take my car.
Take as much time as you like.
Yeah. She's like, no, I want to hang out with you. The old want to hang out with you.
Yeah, well, what do I do now?
Thought, fair enough, you have come all this way from Goss Vegas.
Yeah, it would be a bit rude if you just sent her on her way and then just stayed at home watching the telly.
So decided to compromise.
Okay.
I got the app, the cricket app.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can watch it, because I'm an Optus Sport customer as well.
Okay.
You can watch the cricket through the app.
Oh, so brilliant.
I've got the new iPhone 10.
You do?
So I'm sitting in my car.
At the zoo.
So I've decided to chauffeur them around with the cricket on my phone. So I'm, this is great.
So let me guess. So you chauffeured them around, chauffeur James.
Yeah.
In the rain. Was it raining when you got there?
We stopped at 2:20 for the African wild dog feeding and it wasn't raining then. So it's sort of on and off a little bit.
On and off a little bit. So you chauffeured them around, but you didn't actually get out of the car to see any of the animal exhibits. You stayed in the car and watched the cricket on your phone.
Well, we all know the great thing about the zoo is half the animal exhibits you can see from the car.
True, very true.
So I'm sitting there watching in the car. You know, some people give me some funny looks. You see the Aussie blokes who go, I get ya.
I get you, mate. I get ya. Good call.
Yeah, good call.
Did you feel like you saw any of the zoo at all?
Oh, absolutely. I saw the African wild dogs, saw the zebras.
Okay.
Saw the elephants. I was like, I'll drop you here. You walk around to the cheetahs, up around to the elephants.
Give them a quick pat.
Yeah, and then come back up and I'll meet you up around the corner there.
Oh, great. Okay.
Also, there was a drinks break in the cricket, so I got a quick game of Clash Royale in as well. Oh, fantastic.
It's a dream weekend for you.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. No, it was really good. We did get out of the car a few times to get some nice shots with the new iPhone 10 camera as well.
Great.
With the zebras in the background. Okay. You might have seen those on Facebook.
This is so much product placement here. iPhone 10, Clash Royale, cricket, Optus Sports customer, Toowoomba Western Plains Zoo. Just throw in a name of your car in there. Kia. Great brand of car.
And you know what the worst part is?
What?
I'm not getting paid by any of them.
What?
Morning. Sometimes you gotta drink about somebody. Yeah, morning everyone. Rihanna Umbrella. This is Hit 93.5. How you doing? Pippa, in under half an hour's time, your next chance to guess Pippa and Jimmy's smash for cash, an item was smashed with a hammer.
Now, if the person that plays today doesn't guess the item we've smashed with a hammer correctly, we are going to give away our first big clue.
Yeah, major clue coming up after 8 o'clock with Pippa and Jimmy's smash for cash.
Hit 93.5. Scoopla.
Crossing live now to Scoopla HQ in LA. It is Dean McCarthy. Welcome to the show, mate.
G'day, guys. Good morning. Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday, Dean. Now, another royal update with Harry and Meghan. They've broken tradition already. What's happened?
Oh, my goodness. They have. You know, I love the royals, and I've just been following this story so closely. Both Meghan and Harry obviously getting married in spring next year. Meghan will be spending Christmas with the Queen. Now, that is a break of tradition. So you have to be like royal blood or married to royal blood to spend the Christmas day with the Queen. However, because she's kind of already one of the family, they've decided she will spend Christmas with the Queen of England, which is kind of fabulous. And something else that has come to light, which I think is really fascinating, they will not have a prenup.
Now, really?
What that means, yes, if they split, which touch wood they don't, she would get half of his $40 million fortune, personal fortune, and he would get half of her $5 million personal fortune. So that's what happened when Charles and Princess Diana separated. Yeah. And, of course, William also doesn't have a prenup. So it's something that the royals just don't do. Fascinating.
Look, they don't have prenups because they still believe in true love and they're obs meant to be, let's
be
honest.
Yeah, obviously it is the sanctity of marriage there.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, over in the UK, they've got a show very similar to that in Australia of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. In fact, it's called the same thing, but it's a British version. Something's going on there, Dean.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so this is really frightening. It's just like you said, it's called the UK I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Well, they basically put all these celebrities in the forest and they have to fend for themselves and they hate it because they're rich celebrities and they have none of their luxuries of life. Well, in the UK one, five deadly snakes called the rough scale snake entered the compound where the celebrities are. Now, they are so dangerous. The venom of one of them could kill 12 people.
12 people.
Yeah, extremely dangerous. They caught two. There are three still on the loose. I want you to imagine these UK celebrities literally running for their lives. The cameramen literally running for their lives, trying to find, because they're only small snakes. They're only really small. So these people are freaking out. We're just going to send all our well wishes and best of luck to the UK celebrities. And I think they're going to be like, if I was them, I'd just get a helicopter to get me out of there. That's what I'd do.
I'd be like, literally get me out of here right now. I don't care about winning.
Yeah.
Team McCarthy from Scoopla HQ in LA, thanks for joining the show today.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Shawn Mendes, this is Hit 93.5 Morning Dubbo on the Central West. We do it all thanks to Macca's Dubbo in Wellington. And go for any large Big Mac meal and get a free Coke glass. Go full summer with Macca's. Stand by as well because Pippa, in under 15 minutes time, the very first ever clue for Pippa and Jimmy's Smash for Cash. It's worth over $6,000.
And speaking of going full summer, it's December, which means it's officially summer, even though you wouldn't know it from the temps outside. But these are our summer life hacks. In the summertime, baby, in
the summertime. And even if I have to wait till next year. Yeah, Pippa, it's our summer hacks of 2017. And today's summer hacks
is how to act at your work Christmas party.
Oh, we would have learnt from last Friday night.
Well, this is what we're doing. We are imparting our wisdom to you, learning from our victories and also our mistakes on Friday evening at our work Christmas function. You're right there, mate. You just tangled up in your mic cord.
Yeah, I've got my microphone cord stuck
in the chair. Get a bit excited and twirling around on your chair and now you're just all up in a tiz.
Absolutely.
Just take your time. That's fine. Thirsty Merkel helped me through this. But anyway, so these are our summer life hacks. So the next couple of weeks, we're going to give you a different category of summer and how to get through summer. So we've got some hot tips. So the first summer life hack for getting through your work Christmas party is make sure you keep your clothes on and also your shoes.
Now, that's a good summer life hack.
It is.
Because I ended up without my shoes on Friday night.
Well, this is acceptable because we were doing barefoot bowls, which is fine. But I think when you were coming off the green, I think it would have been acceptable for us to put our shoes back on.
So you think me going to the toilet without the shoes on was a bit inappropriate?
I feel like that's inappropriate but also a hygiene hazard, mate.
Okay. So there's your first summer life hack.
Remain
if you're at the Christmas party.
Fully clothed. It's a great one. Second summer life hack tip for how to act at your work Christmas party, make sure you schmooze a bit with your boss.
Oh, good one.
Because, look, you're out of the office, you're having a few bevvies, you're in casual attire, everybody's feeling a bit loose, a bit chill, a bit relaxed. Make this an opportunity to, if you've really ballsed it up at some point this year in the office, make good with your boss, you know, with him or her, and just try and reset for 2018.
Now, did you spot me doing that on Friday
night?
Yes,
I did.
Oh, I was the king
of
it.
You had a big one-on-one with the Dash Man on Friday night.
He was lapping it up. He was loving it.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I conveniently removed myself from that situation because I was like, okay, Jimmy's doing his schmooze. I will leave you to that. But the number one summer life hack tip for how to act at your work Christmas party, and mate, I think you could probably learn from this one, don't get caught being triple parked with beverages.
Oh, no, I did get, at one point I think I was even quadruple parked.
Guilty as charged.
With Canadian clubs.
Yes.
I don't know why we were allowed to get those on the bar tab, but we were.
I don't know either. I mean, you don't ask questions about the tab at the work Christmas party.
No, you just
but,
use it.
Just, you know, keep it civilised. Double parking at the most, I think.
Yeah.
And then even if you double park, just say, oh, I'm just getting it for Susie. She's just in the bathroom. I'm just holding a drink for her.
Are you ready for the summer hit? Full PC and more. Cooper and Jimmy's Smash the Cash.
Yeah, hope you're having an awesome Monday morning, everyone. The time right now just ticked over 8:02.
Which can only mean one thing.
Yeah, we've got Patrick on the line. How you doing, Patrick?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, we are good, thank you, mate.
Good weekend, mate?
Good weekend, yeah.
Excellent.
Awesome. Now, mate, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you the chance to guess what was smashed with a hammer. And if you get it correct, we're going to give you $6,150, Patrick. But if you get it incorrect, we're going to give out the first clue for Smash for Cash, okay?
Yep.
So, right. Fingers crossed for you that you can get it this morning. What do you reckon was smashed with a hammer? Let me play the sound for you right now, matey.
That's it there. What do you think it is, Patrick?
Is it a phone charger cord? Not the actual wall plug, the actual cord, the USB bit?
The USB cord. Is it the phone USB cord? It isn't, Patrick.
No, great guess.
You were specific.
Very specific.
You chose one specific thing, which we've always said. Hey, Patrick, great guess, but unfortunately incorrect. You have a great day, mate.
You too.
Thanks,
no worries,
Patrick.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. This is a time we've been talking about all weekend on those little promos.
This is
playing.
Our first ever clue that we are revealing as to what the item we've smashed with a hammer is.
Okay. So, here's the clue, Pippa.
Okay. I know what the clue is. We both know what it is, but the listeners don't know, so we're going to tell you right now.
Somebody has gotten extremely close within a word of getting the correct answer.
So someone's had a guess and it's been within a word of the correct answer.
But remember, you've got to get the specific item exactly. What they said was a completely different item, but it was within a word.
Yes.
Now, we're going to throw in a little bonus clue. On hit.com.au, you can find our catch-ups.
You can listen back to our show every day.
Now, featuring in one of those catch-ups from our shows at hit.com.au is this person's guess where they get within one word.
So they've had a guess. They didn't guess it correctly, but they were very close and they were in sort of, they were kind of about a word off of correctly describing the item because it does have to be specific.
It has to be specific and exact. They didn't get it right, no. So don't be worried. No one's actually guessed it right and we've said, oh, technicality, you used the wrong word. No, they talked about a different item.
But it was very close.
There you go. That's your clue. That's it. Pippa?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Fantastic. Right now, though, your Konski Wake Up Shake Up. Shout out to Taylor Swift with this one. Ask, is it too much to ask? Yeah, what up, Central West? Pippa Jimmy, hit 93.5. It is 18 degrees and 8:58. It's just ticked over.
All right. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
I've pretty much started and finished my Christmas shopping.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's only the 4th of December.
Yeah.
How'd you get in so quick?
Well, I always do it really early.
Do you?
Yeah, I just do it early. Well, we haven't got our Secret Santa yet for work, so I don't know.
No, we haven't. Okay, so you haven't completely finished.
Yeah.
Have you got many people you've got to buy gifts for?
Well, I've got one for my mum.
Right.
But I just can't be bothered buying people gifts. Like my
partner.
You're
not a big gift person,
no.
Are you?
I got my partner 13 gifts.
13 gifts?
Yeah.
And you say you're not a big gift person. Is that because you want them to reciprocate and give you 13
gifts
in return?
In return, yeah.
It's a complete barter system.
It is a barter system.
If I buy you 9, you buy me 9. If I buy you 27, I think you know how many gifts you need to buy me.
I think you'll enjoy it. He got a pair of socks from the IGA on.
Great, on special.
Yeah, on special.
Little Australian souvenir that I have IGA over.
In Thailand. No, they've got no IGA in Thailand. So have you got your Christmas shopping done?
No, haven't even started. Haven't even started thinking about it.
You need to get down to Harvey Norman or Big W or something.
Or just any of the shops. Need to write a bit of a list.
You know what's a good one to get? Because I know that at Urban Beach they've got the Wall of Havaianas.
Oh, they do too.
That's a solid gift for someone.
A pair of Havies is a solid gift option.
No one ever says, oh, I've already got a pair of Havies. No, if you got a pair of Havies, it's awesome because each summer, you're guaranteed to at least pop one or two of them out.
Yeah, exactly.
And need a new pair.
No one opens up a pair of thongs and goes, what's this? What a rot.
Yeah, unless it's a $2 pair of thongs, then you're like, nah.
If you're buying them thongs, for goodness sake, go the real deal.
Go the real deal.
Don't get the fake out pair that's trying to be Havaianas.
Yeah.
It's just an insult.
Haventanas.
Haventanas.
Sounds like sultanas.
You were saying earlier that you want to go home and start watching more Christmas movies.
Oh, Love Actually, I'm up to.
Are you?
I've watched Bridget Jones's Diary, The Holiday.
And now you're up to Love Actually.
Actually, I could go Bridget Jones's Diary too, because one of my flatmates has it on DVD.
Yeah, and then you could go Bridget Jones's Baby.
Oh, is there another one?
Yeah, there's three.
I never thought I'd like Bridget Jones.
No?
No, but I love it.
Yeah, it is it's a classic. Here's the thing with Love Actually, though. Don't peak too early. Because still a few more weeks left of Christmas hype to get around.
You know what? I only saw Love Actually for the first ever time last year. I was living in London in a little town called Chiswick. And me and my flatmates there were having a white Christmas dinner and we had a big roast and, you know, the red wine and the Prosecco and all that sort of stuff.
Fabulous.
And they said, let's sit down for Love Actually. And I was like, oh, I've seen this 1,000 times. Comes on, I go, never seen this before.
What movie were you thinking it was?
Who knows, but you know those iconic movies you just think that you've
seen?
You think
you've seen.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now you've seen it.
Greatest movie of all time.
Changed your life forever. Well, have fun with it.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Cheers.
And we're back tomorrow from 6 a.m.
I can't wait. Now, if you missed a clue for our Smash for Cash, guess where you can find it?
Our catch up, hit.com.au.